Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. In the fourth quarter of yesterday's game between the New England Patriots and the New York Jets, Jets fans likely felt a familiar sense of dread. Tom Brady and the injury-ravaged Patriots rallied to come back from a seven-point deficit, dragging the division showdown into overtime. Then this happened.
T-side is tails.
Heads.
Heads is the call. Heads is the call. It is heads.
You want to kick. You want to kick off.
New England wins the toss. They elected to kick.
And they elected to kick. And so that became perhaps one of the most infamous coin flips in Patriots history. The Patriots chose to kick rather than receive. And four plays later, the Jets scored a touchdown. Game over. Patriots lose without even giving Tom Brady a chance to throw the football in overtime. Now, here to break down what happened yesterday is the Boston Globe's NFL reporter, Ben Volen. Hi, Ben. Good to have you back.
Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, good. Good to have you. So what was Coach Bill Belichick thinking? Why didn't he want to give his team the first chance to score? A lot of people are wondering that today.
Sure. It wasn't as bad of a decision as it looked on TV yesterday. Obviously, the result wasn't good, but the decision was fairly sound. Belichick took several factors into consideration. The primary being that his offense just wasn't playing that well all throughout the game yesterday. They're severely limited with injuries. The Jets have a good defense. The Patriots had a season low in points and yards yesterday. And so the way Belichick saw it, if they took the ball first and they went three and out and they had to punt the ball from their own 20-yard line, then you're giving the Jets the ball at the 35-yard line, let's say, and they only need to complete a couple passes, and then, boom, they can kick a field goal and game over. Whereas the defense had actually been playing pretty well. Up until that point, they hadn't allowed a score in five straight drives. He figured, we'll get a three and out. We'll force them to punt to us, and then we'll just have to complete a couple passes, and we'll be able to kick a field goal, and we'll all be able to go home. We did a little research at the Globe today, and in the 4 years that the NFL has changed their overtime rules to allow the game to continue if you only score a field goal on that first possession, there have been 67 overtime games, and only 11 of them have ended with a touchdown on the first possession. So the odds, frankly, were it was almost like a 50-50 coin flip for Belichick whether he should take the ball or give it to the Jets, and he was banking more on his defense because he just didn't have a lot of confidence in his offense yesterday.
All right, well, that's a good explanation. Let's listen to Coach Bill Belichick. He didn't offer much in the way of explanation, but you provided a lot of background that maybe makes this next cut make a little more sense. Here's Coach Belichick yesterday.
So why did you elect to kick on the coin toss over time?
So we thought that was the best thing to do.
So there's Belichick at his most loquacious. We thought that was the best thing to do. But, you know, Ben Volen, it occurs to me that if they had won, there'd probably be a lot of folks sitting around today talking about how this was another example of Belichick's genius or smarts on the grid.
Absolutely. And 2 years ago against the Denver Broncos at Gillette Stadium, they again decided to kick off to start overtime, and they won that game. And we were praising Belichick for his genius. And actually, Bill, although he wasn't very talkative after the game yesterday, he did say it was about field position. And you have to kind of read between the lines a little bit to realize that it just meant that he didn't have a whole lot of faith in his offense. Now, if they had Julian Edelman and Danny Amendola and a healthy offensive line, I think you take the ball every time because you have a lot of confidence that Tom Brady and the offense are going to go down the field and score. But the offense has really struggled lately. The defense has certainly played a lot better than the offense. And the way the game was going, Belichick figured his defense would make a stop. And look, there were a couple fluky plays. There was a 48-yard play that the Jets hit where two Patriots defenders got crossed up. You have to tip your cap to the Jets. It was a little bit of a fluky ending. It certainly did not end the way that Belichick envisioned, but the decision itself was fairly sound. I don't think you can necessarily criticize it just because the result didn't work out the way that Patriots fans didn't want it to.
All right. Well, final question. Where does this leave the Patriots now in their quest for home field advantage in the playoffs?
They're still sitting in the driver's seat. They have one game left in the regular season. They go down to Miami this Sunday. Traditionally, Miami's been a tough place for them to play, but the Dolphins are 5-10. They're completely out of the playoffs at this point. point. And I think the Dolphins just want to get through the game without getting injured, and they're going to be in going through the motions mode, I think. And the Patriots have everything to play for. So as long as they win on Sunday, they lock up the number one seed. Even if they don't win by some chance, there are still scenarios where if either the Broncos or the Bengals lose, they can still wrap up the number one seed. And they already have the number two seed locked up. They already have a first-round bye. So now they're just looking for the cherry on top with the number one seed. So they still have everything in front of them. It's really all about getting healthy at this point. Their first playoff game is going to be in 3 weeks. And they're hoping to have Julian Edelman back and Danny Amendola. And this is a team that really is going to the first-round bye is going to serve this team very well.
All right. Well, that's Ben Volen. He's the NFL reporter for the Boston Globe. Ben, thanks so much. Always good to have you.
Yes, thank you.